You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The 49th annual Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular is tonight with 1010 Winds bringing you the soundtrack for the big show right here on 92.3 FM. This year, the fireworks fire off on the east side of Manhattan. Let's get a preview from our Glenn Shuck.
And good morning and happy 4th, everybody. So the huge crowds, of course, will be lining the Brooklyn waterfront along the East River as well here and the elevated portions of the FDR Drive. We've got four barges, as always, lined up in the East River, and they're going to be between Pier 17 and the Manhattan Heliport in the Financial District. And, of course, Macy's working around the clock to make this as awesome as it is. The show's executive producer is Will Koss, who spoke with us.
It will be an exciting opportunity for us to not only bring 80,000 shells and effects to New York City, but add a new layer of creativity. There's going to be a variety of artful images that will support the overall story and experience of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks.
Now you mentioned those 80,000 shells. That is substantially higher than the 60,000 they had last year. And of course, Macy's always comes up with some new things. They have 11 new pyrotechnic effects, including yellow and green sunbursts and comet fans. It's going to be awesome. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here on the east side.
The NYPD has already begun patrolling both the streets and the water.
Chief of Department John Schell says they've been prepping for a year for the Macy's fireworks show, but also for the 8.5 million people that are going to be celebrating citywide.
Leave the fireworks to the professionals. Drive carefully, travel carefully, help us out. If you see something, say something, call 911, let a cop know about it.
There'll be thousands of police officers on the ground, on boats, in helicopters, and also drones in the sky. But he says the NYPD isn't doing this alone.
FDNY, Coast Guard, NYPD on the water.
There's plenty of room for everyone to come out and watch the fireworks light up the sky, but be sure to follow the rules. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Pier 16.
Ahead of the fireworks, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island. That's at 11 this morning. Yesterday, the contenders weighed in Manhattan over in Hudson Yards.
All eyes are on the return of Joey Chestnut, back after a contract dispute kept him out last year.
It was weird, but it made me appreciate the contest. It made me work harder to get back here.
He'll be eating alongside his good friend, the defending champion, Patrick Bertoletti.
Yeah, I don't like to lose. Definitely don't like to lose to him. He's like my older brother. No matter what I do, it's never good enough. So that's extra motivating, and I just want to prove him wrong tomorrow.
He ate 58 hot dogs last year, nothing close to Chestnut's record of 76 in 2021. Chestnut says that will be his focus. Bertoletti defending the mustard belt, along with Mickey Sudo on the women's side. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Hudson Yards.
The city's outdoor pools open for the summer season today, including that brand new one, the Gottesman Pool at the Davis Center at Central Park North. Pool hours are from 11 a.m. through 7 p.m. daily, with a break for pool cleaning between 3 and 4. President Trump kicked off a year of festivities leading up to America's 250th with a speech in Iowa in which he criticized Democrats for not backing his agenda, accused former President Biden of ruining the country, and again took aim at New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani.
They're trying to elect a communist, Zohran Mamdani, the guy who wants to defund the police, take over the stores and run the stores. And have the people hand out goods. And when everything falls apart, it always does. It always works that way. It never has worked any other way. Anarchy and dictatorships prevail.
Mamdani previously responded to Trump saying already he's got to get used to the fact that the president will talk about how he looks, how he sounds, where he's from, and ultimately who he is because, quote, Trump wants to distract from what he, Mamdani, is fighting for. Thursday, severe thunderstorms deadly. In Plainfield, New Jersey, three people now reported killed. One when a driver pulled over on Myrtle Avenue to ride out the storm, and a tree became uprooted and fell on the car. Scott Smagala saw it happen and spoke to ABC 7.
I heard a big boom. I couldn't see anything. I looked outside. I looked out my window, and I walked outside just to see if, because I heard the boom was close, and I see the tree in the car.
Following the storm, many area residents were left without power, so the state of emergency in Plainfield remains in effect, and all the 4th of July activities there, including the parade, concert, and fireworks, have been canceled. The Solaviv Foundation, which assists veterans, is hosting a special interactive patriotic walk on Manhattan's East Side. Executive Director Michael Hirschman.
We created on 1st Avenue between 38th and 41st Street an exhibit which honors not only America, but Americans and the way they feel about America, the way they think about America.
Path of Liberty is free and open to the public every Thursday through Sunday from 8 to 11 p.m. Walk-ups are welcome, but you can also make a reservation at pathoflibertynyc.com. Looks like NYPD Lieutenant Jonathan Rivera is going to get to keep his job despite an administrative judge's recommendation that he be fired. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says that is not going to happen. Rivera fatally shot a man during a seatbelt stop in the Bronx in 2019 when he believed that Alan Feliz was about to run over his partner. In 2020, State Attorney General Letitia James declined to prosecute Rivera. In a statement, Feliz's family called the commissioner's decision outrageous, cowardly, and shameful.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.